Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I have to admit I'm on my second cup, but it tasted particularly good this morning. Enjoy yours as we visit. Psalm 27, 13 and 14. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. The following was written on May 2nd. Do you find yourself discouraged, depressed by the status of the world, not to mention the problems and concerns of your personal life? I hope not, but if I am honest, I admit I do. My heart is blue, and as I write this morning, I am having a struggle to rise above all the complicated issues in the world today. It is interesting to me how we, humans, can fall into this state of mind when the reality is we are completely without control. I am one little human sitting in my office on one little spot on this big, big planet in this huge, beyond imagining universe. I am powerless. And so I grieve at the pain in the world, and I am angry that those who are supposed to have power seem to be powerless to make things better. I am grieving at the suffering of those I know and love, and angry that my efforts disappear into dust. I have read over and over the Don't Worry scriptures. Live in the day. Don't be concerned about what you eat or drink. Today has enough trouble without worrying about tomorrow. Today you are where you are supposed to be, doing what you are supposed to be doing. But for me, it is a struggle to find peace in today, in this world. The truth is, just what I've written and just what I've read from God's Word. Today, I sit writing. This may be the start of a podcast or just an effort to clear my mind. But this is where the Lord has put me. Here in this moment, in this house, at my computer, with a garden to plant today and flowers to go into pots, the gym at 9 and yoga at 2, done to fight the stiff joints and the cancer. This is my day at this moment. Constant prayer that the Lord will help me lift my spirits, help me to let go of those issues in my life, in my world that are completely out of my control. Just today. What do you have for me today, Lord? Don't let me miss out on what you need, and let me be satisfied if I'm not needed. Written May 3rd. On this day, I have a physical therapy appointment, a doctor's appointment, and I will need to go to the doctor with George for his appointment. I woke up in the same state as yesterday. Even a good night's sleep did not soothe my spirit. And then the wisdom of George, quote, "It will work itself out," he says, 5 months from now, 1 year from now, 5 years from now. In my own mind, the truth of what he said began to sink in. It will be what it is going to be. And then at his ENT appointment, as they tested the improvement in his hearing since the implant, I found myself being thankful. Thankful that God gave the talent to someone to develop this cochlear surgery. Hearing to those who have never heard, or those who with age gradually have lost their ability to communicate with others. 5 weeks ago, I had to repeat and repeat in our attempted communication. The hearing aids had progressively lost their benefit. for the first time in a long time, George could hear and understand Pastor David's teaching. Today, repeating is almost unnecessary. Time does change things. And this praise song came to mind, the thoughts coming from the Psalms of David. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I began singing the words in my head, and the cloud I have been under seemed to lighten. As I was waiting to make the next appointment for George, I picked up a small devotion book sitting on the counter, and it fell open to this psalm. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. I can remain confident that in the pain of life, I will see the Lord's goodness. Sometimes it is hard, but through Him I can be strong and take heart. As I look out the window of my office, truth comes to me. I can do something about the weeds in my grass. I can nurture the flowers I have planted. I can love those struggling, but I can't fix it. My world is small, but full. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, you walk with us. You hold our right hand. You make the rough places smooth. Teach us to go to you with our pain. Trust you with our disappointment, with our grief first. Seek you first. In your holy and loving name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.